Justin, thank you kindly, and a good morning, everybody, to West Delaware wrestlers competing over the weekend at the 2022 Wrestling Folkstyle Nationals inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Cameron Guther placed fourth in his division, and Wyatt Volker, a national champion, as he won the 195-pound class. The National Junior College Athletic Association announced the 21-22 Women's Basketball Players of the Year on Friday. Kirkwood Community College's Ashley Tall earned the D2 honor for this past season. The sophomore Tall, a 2018 graduate of North Lynn High School, led the Eagles, who finished with a record of 36-1, to Division II NJCAA National Championship, their eighth in program history. The Troy Mills native was well decorated with awards. During her time at Kirkwood this season, she earned NJCAA first-team All-American status, along with her ICC-AC Player of the Year honors and first-team All-Region accolade. Tall was also named to the National Tournament All-Tournament Team and was the Region 11 All-Tournament Team MVP. Tall averaged 11.8 points per game and 8.9 rebounds a contest. She led the ICAC in field goal shooting percentage with 57.2%. She plans to continue her basketball and academic career next season, but is undecided on where that will be at this time. The Cascade High School Athletic Hall of Fame has announced their 2022 induction class, a trio of stellar athletes, a foundational administrator, and a longtime supporter of Cougar Athletics, make up the CHS Hall of Fame class of 2022. This year's inductees are Kerry Greenwood Winkle, Greg McDermott, Marty Sutherland, Jim O'Mara, and the late John Sullivan. Those five will be inducted into the Hall of Fame during a ceremony coinciding with Cascade High School's homecoming on Saturday, October 8th. Inductees will also be invited to take part in several homecoming activities during the week leading up to the induction ceremony. The Cascade High School Athletic Hall of Fame was formed by a committee of administrators, coaches, alumni, and supporters in 2019. The Hall of Fame inducted its first class in September of 2021 after being delayed by a year because of COVID. To women's college basketball, where the season is officially over after last night. South Carolina buttoned up on defense and won their second national championship, stifling UConn with a 64-49 victory that ended the Huskies' undefeated streak in title games. Destiny Henderson scored a career-high 26 points. Aaliyah Boston added 11 and 16 boards as the Gamecocks handed Geno Auriemma's Huskies their first loss in 12 NCAA championship games. The Gamecocks took UConn to school on the boards and capped a wire-to-wire run as the number one team in the country in the Associated Press poll. South Carolina last won the championship in 2017. In men's college basketball, that will end tonight, of course, as North Carolina will face Kansas in the championship contest for the second time in program history. The Jayhawks advance by beating Villanova 81-65 in Saturday night's first semifinal. The Tar Heels took care of rival Duke, of course, in that thrilling matchup, 81-77, to get there. North Carolina won its first NCAA title back in 1957 by beating a Kansas squad led by Wilt Chamberlain, 54-53 in triple overtime. UNC leads the overall series with Kansas 6-5, as they've only played 11 times in the history of men's basketball. The teams have met six in the NCAA tournament, with the Jayhawks holding a 4-2 advantage, including three straight wins. It'll take place tonight inside the Superdome in New Orleans, with an 8:20 tip-off time scheduled. For the first time in many years, it will not be televised on CBS. It will be on TBS, TNT, and True TV. To the world of NASCAR, Denny Hamlin ran down William Byron with five laps to go and ended the slowest start to a season of his career with a victory in the Toyota Owners 400 at Richmond Raceway, a race that featured four sets of green flag pit stops and a whole lot of tire strategy. Hamlin methodically closed a huge gap between Byron and teammate Martin Truex Jr., passing Truex on the outside and Byron shortly thereafter. He also held off a challenge from Kevin Harvick, a three-time winner at Richmond. It's Hamlin's 47th career victory and his first at his hometown track since 2016. It's also Toyota's first this season. Spring training Major League Baseball from yesterday. Cubs beat Cleveland last night 7-3. The L.A. Dodgers over the L.A. Angels 5-1. The Brewers lost to Texas 13-2. Reds clobbered Arizona 15-4. The Royals lose to the Mariners 10-8. It was Oakland over San Diego. White Sox fall to Colorado 13-4. Boston beats Atlanta. Mets over Miami. Yankees clipped by Toronto 7-5. It was Washington past Houston. Tampa Bay over Pittsburgh. Philadelphia edges Detroit. And the Twins over the Orioles 8-2. In the NBA, these winners, Golden State, the LA Clippers, Boston, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, New York, Philadelphia, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Miami, and Minnesota. In the NHL, these teams victorious, Dallas, Florida, Ottawa, New York Islanders, Vegas in OT, Minnesota, Arizona in overtime, Philadelphia in a shootout, and Edmonton. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Monday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.